Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. I'm Dan Ratcliffe. During the week, you'll find your local news for Marietta, Kennesaw, Smyrna, and all of Cobb County right here. And on Sundays, like today, you'll find the Cobb Life podcast with the editor of Cobb Life magazine, Katie Ruth Camp.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Alday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Alday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Cobb Life podcast. As always, this is Cobb Life editor Katie Ruth Camp, and I am joined today by Kevin Scott. He's a home county boy, if you will. Not necessarily hometown. We're in Marietta right now, but he is the CEO and co-founder of Addo Worldwide. So welcome, Kevin. Thanks for joining.
Hey, thanks, Katie Ruth. So excited to be here with you.
Yeah, so you grew up in Kennesaw, right?
I did. So my dad was a Marietta fireman.
Okay.
So we had the Marietta roots, but we lived over in Kennesaw, and I graduated from Kennesaw Mountain High School.
Okay, great. And we were talking about this beforehand, went to UGA after that, so go Dogs.
Go Dogs, for sure. Absolutely.
So Addo is celebrating its 10-year anniversary, like this week, as we're recording this, right?
Absolutely, which is crazy, because 10 years ago, we had no idea what we were doing, but we're hanging out right here in Marietta trying to make something happen.
So for people who aren't familiar, you guys help companies engage and develop top talent, and you worked for companies like Chick-fil-A, Coca-Cola, Wellstar Health System, Atlanta Braves, Baltimore Ravens, just a few tiny little organizations, you know.
Yeah, it's amazing. We get to work with some incredible brands like that.
So for people who've never heard of your company before, kind of give the gist of what you do and explain how your operation works.
Well, let me go back to how it started, mm-hmm. because this is the crazy thing. We really did kind of stumble into this. Our vision 10 years ago was to impact students. Mm-hmm. That was the goal. We wanted to transform student leadership. There were all of these programs that were either for students who were really academically promising or affluent, mm-hmm. so kind of one end of the spectrum, and then the other end of the spectrum was mentoring programs for kids at risk, mm-hmm. or students that had challenges, and we wanted to reach both ends and bridge that gap.
Yeah, because there's so many in between.
That's exactly right. So we did the opposite of what most people would do. Instead of reaching out to young people, we got the oldest people that were our friends to help us out. But the idea was we needed some credibility that we didn't have.
Right.
And so we called Ike Reichard. And,
I love Dr. Reichard.
He's amazing. Dr. Betty Siegel, who's just a hero, mm-hmm. longest serving female president of any university in all of the United States. Hate she passed away. She was incredible. Coach Vince Dooley, go mm-hmm. Dogs, or both of us.
Absolutely. Senator, he actually coached my dad in football at UGA.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That
back
is crazy.
Back in the late 70s, I was like, Dad graduated in 79. I'm like, you couldn't have just
One more year.
And you'd have a giant ring, Dad.
So we had Coach Dooley and Senator Johnny Isaacson. You talk about some Georgia legends.
Yeah, for sure.
And we got them together, and they helped us host an event at Piedmont Church.
Mm-hmm.
And it was open to a bunch of students. We had 700 students show up our first year. Mm-hmm. And that was the goal, was to impact students.
And what was the event? What were you doing?
It was called the Addo Gathering.
Okay.
And Addo is the Latin word for inspire. Mm-hmm. And we said we want to inspire people today to impact tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And Katie Ruth, the journey we've been on is we've impacted students. And then that created a partnership with Chick-fil-A, where we created a national high school leadership program. It's called Chick-fil-A Leader Academy.
Yeah.
Birthed really out of this idea in Cobb, but started with three schools in Cobb County, Walton, Kennesaw Mountain, and Osborne.
Okay.
2013. And that program is now in 1,000 schools in 40 states across the country.
Oh my gosh, that's wonderful.
So I'm going to make this connection now. This year, mm-hmm. like, okay, you said all these companies and then you talk about students. Like, what's the deal? Well, what's amazing is when you can create content and ways to engage students – mm-hmm. Well, 10 years ago, now those students are becoming employees.
Right.
and they're business people and they're leaders of organizations. And so what we have taken is the same leadership principles we use with high school students, and we're teaching them to corporate workforces to help mm-hmm. people develop their talent, attract better talent, and help people become the leaders that organizations need them to be.
Where did this idea come from? What were you doing before this?
You know, we really believed that leadership is something that is woven into the fabric of almost everything that people do.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times the practical way you do it is not it's not readily available. Now, I know you probably – this podcast isn't about you, but like you're a leader in the community. You lead the young professionals in Cobb County.
Mm-hmm.
But those young professionals are looking for tangible leadership skills.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always when you think leadership, some people think these like big concepts. It's things like, how do I communicate more effectively?
Mm-hmm.
How do I collaborate with other people? How do I learn to communicate a vision that I have?
Mm-hmm.
How do I persist through obstacles? And so those same leadership principles we had been putting into practice for 5 or 6 years before that with various other organizations.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest was we used to lead a study abroad program where we took college students on trips abroad.
Fine.
It was a blast.
I studied abroad.
Okay, where'd you study abroad?
Oxford University in England. Oh my gosh, it was hard.
Okay.
But it was fun.
Oh, I'm sure. So when I was growing up, I didn't study abroad. My family did vacations in like Panama City Beach and
mine too.
Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Heck yeah.
But I love there is something about getting out of the country and out of your comfort
Absolutely.
Zone.
Absolutely.
We say if you can be in a change of pace and a change of place,
mm-hmm.
you can change your perspective.
Okay.
So you're somewhere different, different place,
mm-hmm.
a different pace, and it changes your perspective. And, you know, we can't take everybody to countries abroad,
mm-hmm.
but we can do the same thing in corporate workforces. We get people into a workshop where they're learning leadership,
mm-hmm.
different place, different pace, and it totally changes their perspective for
mm-hmm.
leadership.
That's awesome.
It's fun.
So where did you kind of learn the basic principles of leadership?
You know, growing up, I loved to read books.
Uh-huh.
So you told me earlier you study comparative literature. Is that right?
I did.
Okay, that sounds really fancy. Okay.
It's not that fancy,
okay.
I assure you.
Well, I didn't love the books we were reading in school, but
yeah.
I loved these leadership books we were reading. Like,
okay.
Zig Ziglar was the big guy
yeah.
back in the day, or John Maxwell. I loved it. But this is what I found. The principles that they were preaching
mm-hmm.
were true and they were timeless.
Mm-hmm.
But the way that they were communicating didn't necessarily connect with the next generation.
Right.
So what they were saying was right, but how do we communicate in different – so I'm reading it growing up and I'm saying, I think our generation needs this.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to communicate it in a way that connects
right.
with people we have. So where did I get it from? I got it from reading it. But then what do we do in our business is we try to connect what I would say is the goals of leaders in the language of the learner.
Mm-hmm.
So you work with leaders who say, we care about teamwork,
mm-hmm.
but what a 23-year-old in the workforce, what do they care about? Probably not teamwork. They care about, what do I do when I can't stand my coworker?
Yeah, exactly.
It's actually the same thing. It's just communicated differently.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So.
Ah, that's awesome.
It's fun.
So 10 years. That's a long time. Congratulations. And you guys are based in the Cumberland Vinings area.
We are,
right?
Yeah. We're about a mile from the Braves Stadium.
Yeah. So how has the company changed and evolved over the past 10 years? What have you kind of learned in these past 10 years?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I mean, number one, we learned that what started as an idea to impact students really has a great opportunity beyond students.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest. The second thing we've learned from is that most businesses are struggling to attract the talent they really need.
Really? Hmm.
Even right now with what's going on in our world,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of companies right now that are closed during the day because they don't have people that are coming there to work.
Right. It,
that frontline workers. And so this idea of inspiration isn't just something that feels good. It's actually people need it in their business because
mm-hmm.
that's how they hire people. That's how they retain people. That's how they connect with their customers.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the second thing we've learned. And then the third is, I guess, just learning that when you don't have credibility of your own, it's really important to borrow it. And we borrowed credibility early on from Coach Dooley and Senator Isaacson and Dr. Siegel and mm-hmm. Ike Riker. That's, mm-hmm. And in a lot of ways now, 10 years in, we've built some of our own, but we're still doing the same thing. We're going to those people, those brands and businesses who are respected, and we're saying if we can help them, that gives us the credibility we need to go help others.
Gotcha. And you're talking about brands. I mean, I know especially Chick-fil-A, I've got a number of friends who work for them in their corporate headquarters, and they are very focused on their brand. They're very particular about who they hire. I mean, it's almost harder to get into Chick-fil-A than it is Harvard. You know? Nope.
You're exactly right, because they have created a great place to work. But I want you to think, let's just stop for a second and think about mm-hmm. Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
It's a fast food restaurant. I mean, right. I love Chick-fil-A, but it's right. a fast food restaurant, and they sell fried chicken.
Right.
Working at Chick-fil-A, because they have focused on a strong brand, attracting the right talent, connecting them to their mission, mm-hmm. there are people lined up to work there when other companies are struggling to attract that talent. Mm-hmm. And I think about it. This matters for, yes, it matters for Chick-fil-A, but it matters for the plumber. It matters for somebody who has a manufacturing business. It matters for a young marketing company. Mm-hmm. Any business needs talent. Mm-hmm. And if they're going to attract that talent, it's the same principles that Chick-fil-A is implementing.
Mm-hmm. I heard a story once that I guess the only time they had ever seen Dan Cathy get angry was they were debating over which ketchup they were going to use. And someone said, why don't we just go with the cheapest? Like, why does it matter? And he was like, no, because our ketchup is a reflection of us as well. And if it's a bad company, you know, we don't want to be known as working with the bad company. So it's just
it's that idea that everything you do speaks.
Mm-hmm.
Like every single piece of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think so many businesses sit and think, well, if I deliver a good service, if I have a good product, if I do, like that's what's going to matter.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some other pieces that really are. Truett, Dan's dad used to say this, sometimes 10% more effort will yield 100% more results.
Okay.
Sometimes 10% more effort yields 100% more results. I think that applies to all of us in life.
Mm-hmm.
When you're working on a story, when are the times where a little bit more effort creates a disproportionately impactful outcome?
Oh, absolutely. There's sometimes where I'm like, I've got enough sources, but I could call this person, but I could just write it. I've got enough. But then that one person that I do call ends up totally changing the story. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
And it matters for our business. It matters for students in schools. It matters for coaches.
Mm-hmm.
It matters for people in their community, in their churches. Mm-hmm. Like if we'll just invest in those pieces, it's amazing the difference it makes.
So in the past 10 years, you have impacted over 250,000 teenagers, right? And you have a goal of impacting 1 million in your next 10 years.
Yeah.
So why 1 million and how do you think you're going to get there?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, I mean, so I would say this. The first thing is the ones we've impacted, those mm-hmm. are people who have been through a program of ours. It could be a high school program. It could be a college program. They could be corporate leaders. They are people who've been through a program that Addo has created.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've just become more confident that inspiration is more needed now than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are on a crusade to take this message to more companies. But in the past, we were going to companies like Chick-fil-A who believed what we believed, connected with it, and knew that mattered. Now we're going to go to companies who may not know inspiration matters,
mm-hmm.
but they're struggling to hire talent. They may mm-hmm. not know inspiration matters, but they've got to get their employees more connected.
Mm-hmm.
They may not know inspiration matters, but their customers, they want them to be more loyal to their business.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to help explain to them one of the key messages right now is I call the new ROI.
Mm-hmm.
And most business people, when I say ROI, they think return on investment. And we're flipping that. We're saying there is a return on inspiration.
Yeah.
If you'll work on inspiration, there will be a tangible return that will show up in the bottom line of your business.
Right.
But you got to connect to this.
So I think, you know, you and I think would both be considered young professionals still, right?
Absolutely. I like still being called a young professional.
I know,
yeah.
Right? Me too. No, but I think there's kind of been this myth about millennials or young professionals that they don't want to stay at a company. They want to jump around. They, you know, they have self-interest at heart. Whereas, you know, their parents and their parents before them stayed at a company for 40 years, blah, blah, blah. And I don't think that that's necessarily true. I think we, if we're not feeling valued and recognized and inspired by where we are and what we're doing, then we feel like it's okay to not be stuck in a job that we aren't valued in. It's okay to move on and find something else. So it's not necessarily that we don't want to stay at a company. It's just, you know, and it's not even a money thing half the time, I don't think. I think a lot of times it's like, are you in the right culture? Are you in the right environment? Are you inspired by what you do? Would you agree with that? Or
I would totally agree, but I think there are a lot of misconceptions, particularly about millennials.
I know, right?
So, and some of them are fair. I get it. I mean, there's some things, but
sure.
It's interesting. When I ask somebody, especially an older person, a mentor of mine, I say, what do you think millennials most want? Mm-hmm. And they'll always tell me, they want ping pong tables in the office or, you know, kegs on Fridays, or they want you know, they want flexible work hours.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting. UNC, their Kenan Flagler School of Business studied, and they asked millennials, what's the number one thing you look for in a workforce?
Mm-hmm.
It's not time off. It's not more money. It's not ping pong tables and beer fridges.
Mm-hmm. That's
what they said. Number one thing they look for is 67% said it was number one, the opportunity for personal development.
Right.
That what they're looking for is somebody who's going to invest in them,
mm-hmm.
who's going to help develop them, not just for their company, but help them be the person they want to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you see a hunger of this with like the Cobb Young professionals.
Absolutely.
They're looking for that development. And I know that a previous generation may get frustrated by that because they're like, you know, I give them a paycheck. Isn't that enough?
They got a job. They got a roof over their heads.
But it does require a little bit more. And it's not all these frills. A lot of times it's they want somebody who's going to reach out to them, help them become the person that they really want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. The amount of employee loyalty goes through the roof when somebody does that.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they'll be committed to your brand is totally different if you'll just show that investment.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
it's one of the reasons people hire Atto. The results are great, but by hiring somebody, by bringing in a workshop, by having leaders, it says we care about your development.
Mm-hmm.
And just by telling people you care about their development goes a long way in making them feel valued and mm-hmm. and like they're important.
Yeah. So with Cobb Young Professionals, I know you've spoken to our mentorship program, mentees and mentors at our kickoff. And this year we have more mentees and more well-qualified mentees than we've ever had. And I think probably the pandemic had something to do with that too, because people are just ready. They're not having that face-to-face development like they would have in a normal workplace. But I've just heard so many incredible things already this year. The program ends in mid-June, but just from mentors and mentees alike, just saying, oh my gosh, I've gotten so much out of this, or even the mentors saying, I've gotten so much more out of my mentee this year than I ever have when I've been involved in the program.
Mm-hmm.
And to that point, you know, I mean, their companies are paying for them to go through the mentorship program. For the most part, we have some sponsorships for nonprofits and things. But so the company is putting an investment into that mentee. The mentor is putting an investment into the mentee by taking the time to mentor them. So to your credit, I mean, the person who's going through that program, if their company has paid for them to do this, they're going to feel loyalty to them for helping them develop personally and career-wise and otherwise. So,
and I would just say this to the person that's listening right now, maybe that's leading a company and thinking about, yeah, but the last time I invested in somebody and then they left,
I got burned.
Mm-hmm. And I know it's an old adage, but I think it's true. It's like the thing was like, you know, what if we invest in our people and they leave?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but what's the opposite? What if we don't develop them and they stay?
Right.
And, you know, I think, yeah, are you going to get burned sometimes? Yeah. Are you going to pour into somebody who's going to end up leaving?
Yeah.
But overall, you're going to have more committed employees, and it's much better to pour into somebody who ends up leaving
mm-hmm.
than to just keep a mediocre, disconnected workforce that's not passionate about what they're doing.
That's not going to get you anywhere.
No.
And then that person that you've helped develop that goes off somewhere else, they're going to remember that. And who knows if they go on to lead a company that you're wanting to work with. And, you know, they remember you and remember what you did for them. So to not burn those bridges or keep them stale or stalemate.
That's so true.
You know?
And, you know, we're talking about businesses, but it's the same for nonprofits.
Absolutely.
It's the same for churches. It's the same for community organizations. Like, it's the principles apply regardless of the industry.
And I hear all the time, well, nonprofits are so different from companies, or, you know, I'm like, yeah, in some ways. But then also, I'm on a lot of boards. I've worked with a lot of nonprofits. It's like, in other ways, I mean, they've got employees, they've got a budget, they've got a mission and goals and things that they need to do, just like any other company does as well. It just operates a little differently.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That is.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Kevin Scott.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
So we are back with Kevin Scott. He is the CEO and co-founder of Addo Worldwide. And I know, Kevin, you've been on Fox News, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times. You've spoken all over the world. And now you're here with me.
This is fun. This is great.
Which is wonderful. But, I mean, you talk about inspiration everywhere you go. What inspires you? Because, obviously, to do this job, you've got to keep that top of mind, too. Yeah. Like, what personally inspires you as well?
Wow. You ask good questions. You ask better questions than they ask on Fox News and CNN.
All right, I'll take it.
This is good. You know, what inspires me today is really what inspired me back 15 years ago, before we ever even started these programs, which is this idea that each of us have been given some resources. And I say resources, and a lot of people, they think money. But when I say resources, sometimes it's money, but it's our talent, it's our ability, it's our knowledge, it's our experiences, it's somebody who's poured into us. We've been given those, and I think our opportunity in life is to take the resources we have and leverage them in a way that helps other people.
Absolutely.
And I think that is something that everybody wants to do. And you may not know you want to do it, but when you do it, you feel different. So one of my favorite, we're both University of Georgia graduates. One of my favorite graduation speakers at UGA was Clarence Thomas, Supreme Court Justice. And it was an interesting piece. It wasn't the year I graduated, but he spoke and he flipped graduation on its head. Because normally, you know, if you've been, everybody on here that's listening, they've been to a high school graduation or a college graduation, and they're all the same. Some speaker gets up and tells you how amazing you are, and look what you've accomplished.
The world is ahead of you.
Yes, and here's, it's all the same talk. And this is what he did. He got there, and he said, yeah, you've accomplished this, but he's like, today's not about you. It was like, what? No, today is about me. It's graduation. Like, today is definitely about me. I'm graduating. Today is about me. And he said, nobody in here would be graduating if it wasn't for somebody or multiple people in your life who've helped you get here.
Wow. Yeah.
He said, I want you to think about it.
So true.
Some of you, it's a parent, it's a grandparent, it's a pastor, it's a coach, it was a teacher, it was somebody who just spoke into you and poured into you. And what he did was he challenged people to go and thank those people that had made a difference. It was really powerful. But then he told a personal story of him going back and thanking his eighth grade teacher who had profoundly impacted his life. And what's interesting is in the process of thanking her, what that meant for him. And, you know, for me, the reason I want to inspire people today to impact tomorrow is because if when we do that, it helps other people, but it helps us as well. Like when we do something that matters, there's probably people look at you and say, why do you invest all this extra time? You got to like,
when do you sleep?
Why are you on this? Yeah, when do you sleep? Why are you on this? But yes, you're pouring in, but you're doing things that you get things out of. And when you can connect, I see this. When you can connect to a bigger purpose, the mundane things you do become meaningful.
Well, and I think, and I'm sure this is something that you all teach, but you have to learn what you're good at, what your God-given talents are, what you want to do in life, and how you can help people. Because we're all different. We all have different talents. We have all different ways of helping people. I could never work in finance. That's just not me. But people who work in finance help people buy a home. They help people, you know, get out of debt. They help people in that way that's their talent. And so is that something that you guys kind of teach to the kids that are coming through too?
And I'll tell you, as much as we teach it to kids, we're teaching that to adults.
I was going
to
say, because I'm still learning that.
You know, what we want to show is how do you connect your daily task to more meaningful outcomes?
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we talked about it's different in nonprofits. That's actually easier in nonprofits.
Yeah.
So in some ways, nonprofits have an advantage.
Because no matter what you're doing for the nonprofit, you're like, hell, I'm helping people.
Yes, I'm making a difference. But, you know, for companies, you can do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And even some of it, you say, well, my product's not, you know, I'm not doing something that seems that impactful. Every interaction you have is an opportunity to impact somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you really have the opportunity through one conversation, through one interaction, to make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so even if your work seems the furthest from being purposeful, the fact that you're there means you have a purpose. We say that if you have a pulse, you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that if you can help people bring that to life, they'll show up at work with their full selves. Mm-hmm. And that's what we most need.
Absolutely. And that's how you retain talent as well.
That is exactly how you retain talent. Yeah.
Because if you want to go to work, then you're going to stay there at work.
Yeah.
So you guys work with a lot of high schoolers.
Yeah.
You mentioned you went to high school, Kennesaw Mountain. What are some things that you've learned or that you're teaching teenagers now that you wish you had known when you were in high school, when you were their age?
All right. I'm going to give you two. The first one is this, and it's just the methodology for our high school program and a lot of the programs we do. So I have a problem with most leadership in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In fact, I'm actually going to tell you, I have a problem with most leadership classes in any level because they are not practical at all.
Okay.
You sit in a classroom and you learn leadership theory.
Right.
So let's imagine, Katie Ruth, you and I are in high school. That was a long time ago for us right now. But okay, we're in high school and we just learned about visionary leadership from Dr. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing. And we're like, this is what our world needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk out of that class, and then we walk into math class.
Right.
No knock to math class, but we have learned about something without having an outlet to apply it.
Right.
And
right.
then there's this separate line in high schools where these service clubs and all these things where they're doing it, but they're not connected. So our big thing, we teach project-based leadership, which means you're learning leadership principles, but there is a way that you apply them as you do it. So we make every group create a project that impacts their community.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell you about one of my favorite.
Okay.
South Cobb High School a number of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They created a senior prom. They had seniors at their high school invite senior citizens from a local retirement home to come to their school for a dance. But you know what? Those students had to create a vision.
Mm-hmm.
They had to work together to make it happen. They had to communicate. They had to overcome obstacles. All of the things you need to be a successful leader, they had to apply. So I would say that's one thing that I wish would have been different is that there would have been practical applications to it.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that I think is important, and we're learning this as we're getting older, is understanding more of the possibilities of what's out there in the workforce when you get out of school.
Mm-hmm.
I think far too often we're limited to what our parents have done or what we've seen on TV or what we've, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love doctors and lawyers. By the way, my wife's in the medical field. I know we have a lot. I'm thankful for them. But I think growing up, I thought, well, the only way to make money is to be a doctor or a lawyer.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Like, what are the other outlets out there?
Mm-hmm.
And I one of the things we want to let students know is there's a lot of opportunities to lead in a lot of different areas.
Because if you don't have a passion for the medical field or the law field, I mean, what else can you do? You know? That's awesome. That's awesome that you guys do that.
It's a lot of fun.
So you mentioned your wife. Are you still living in Cobb County?
I do. So where we are recording this, we are less than a mile from my house right now.
Oh, so I just made your trip home pretty easy,
you just made it so easy. We live over right behind Merida High School.
Oh, wonderful.
It's a great place. And I think this community really is special. There's mm-hmm. some amazing things. We have all the things that a big city has to offer mm-hmm. and access to Atlanta. And we got Truist Park and the Battery and all that. And yet we also have a community and pockets in the community in South Cobb and in West Cobb and mm-hmm. East Cobb and that care about each other mm-hmm. and want to make a difference. And so I think this is it's just a really special place to be able to live and do life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're lucky to have you, Kevin, and congratulations on your 10 years. Hopefully you've got another 10 and beyond of Addo, and keep inspiring, keep making a difference. And I'm sure there's going to be plenty of people you're impacting today that will thank you tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much. It was an honor to be with you today. Thanks so much, Katie Ruth.
Thank you.
I'm Glenn Drake, owner of Drake Realty and a local realtor for over 28 years in Cobb County. Cobb has always been a special place to me. I've lived here, raised children here, and built a business here. Right now, many of you have a dream to buy or sell or use real estate as a means of investing. Call the team that knows the lay of the land, Drake Realty, turning dreams into reality since 1991. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Thank you for joining me for the Cobb Life edition of the Marietta Daily Journal podcast from your local news source, the Marietta Daily Journal and MDJ Online. Be sure to pick up a copy of this month's Cobb Life magazine and visit us online for more complete details on the stories we've discussed, plus more stories that affect you and the people of Cobb and surrounding areas. Subscribe and share this podcast to get all the latest hyperlocal updates, plus great stories about what makes living in Cobb so special. Or ask Alexa or Google Home to play the Marietta Daily Journal podcast for you.